You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I've got the power!
It's time for Power Rankings, Bart Winkler style.
You know what? You just made the list.
It's Worst and Five. Here's Bart Winkler.
Every Wednesday night, we bring to you our Power Rankings. Depending on what time of the year it is what league we rank. And with it being the summertime, there's really only one league that we have the opportunity to rank. So we'll get at it. My worst team in the league, I'm going to go with the Connecticut Sun at 2-2. I thought I told you we were doing WNBA tonight.
No.
Two wins, though. I mean, they do. They do stink.
You suck.
Yeah. Losers of six in a row. All right. It is, once again, anticlimactic. It's the Colorado Rockies.
You suck.
Anything to add?
You could say no and move on. It's the Rockies.
For a while there, it looked like they might be bridging the gap with the White Sox.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's the Rockies. 18-61, the Colorado Rockies. I will tell you that there's two teams with a run differential worse than 100. The A's, dude, the A's are... If it wasn't for the White Sox and the Rockies just playing awful baseball, the A's... They're minus 131. Rockies minus 204.
Oh, good Lord.
It's bad. So the Rockies the worst team for me.
You suck!
Yeah, I'm with you. It is the Colorado Rockies for all the reasons that you mentioned. They really can't do anything right, but I'll make it official. Colorado Rockies.
You suck!
But I do want to put a special kind of note out there for both teams in New York. And that's the Yankees and the Mets. Now, I'm not going to go crazy and say they're the worst teams in the league. They're not. But I'm tired of picking on the Rockies every week, even though they deserve it. I will highlight just recently, the Mets have been getting that ass beat by the Braves, who are barely around 500. Braves never seem to go away. This was supposed to be the year that Steve Cohen and the Big Bad Mets make their imprint on the NL East. They've lost 6 of 7 to Atlanta. They got a win today, thankfully, in their case. But they have looked terrible against them to the tune of losing a division to the Philadelphia Phillies, who are currently number one in the NL East. So, spoiler alert, the Mets are not in my top five. And the same goes for the Yankees, who are also not in my top five. They've been losing to the Reds. The Reds are just a mid-team. And one weird stat with the Yankees, they are 1-6 in extra inning games. That's almost impossible when you start with a ghost runner in the 10th inning on second base. So for whatever reason, the Yankees cannot get timely hits with runners in scoring position, and the Mets are even worse. Only the White Sox are worse than the Mets with runners in scoring position. So yes, it is the Colorado Rockies, but I want to just give a big you suck to New York baseball.
You suck!
So are you telling me neither New York team's in your top five?
Correct.
I wager we might have the same top five.
You also don't have them in the Yankees or the Mets in the top five?
No, so let's do something we've never done. Let's do them together.
Okay, all right. So you want to start at number one? Let me go ahead and switch to bet here.
Yeah.
Number one.
All right, so my number one is the team that's been my number one for the last 5 weeks. The Mets did sneak up in there 2 weeks ago. How quickly they fall. But it's the first team to 50. It's the Detroit Tigers, my number one.
Yeah, number one for me. The only team that has 50 wins in their major leagues. Now, albeit, the American League is weaker than the National League. It really is two teams. I think it's Detroit. I think it's the Yankees. Although I do have another team in the AL on my top five as well. And obviously, I just tipped my hand. The Yankees are not under. So we're both in agreement. Number one is the Detroit Tigers.
Number two.
Okay, this... At number two, Carlos, you have the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Are you telling me I have them or you have them?
I'm telling you, you have them because they're still the best team in the league, but we got the Tigers at one.
We do have the Tigers at one, so who do you have at number two?
I have the Dodgers, and so do you.
Stop looking at my list. Yes, the Dodgers, 49-31. They're starting to get people back healthy. They are the best team in baseball, although the record doesn't accurately reflect that. I think once we start to see Shohei Ohtani ramp up and actually get some innings under his belt, you're going to see the Dodgers have the best record soon enough. They're not challenging the Mariners, obviously. That's off the table. But I think the Dodgers will soon give it to the All-Star break. The Dodgers will have the best record in baseball. So, yes, Dodgers at two.
I was a little conflicted there. I wondered where your homerism was going to come in. But because it was the Dodgers, we're going to put them at two. And then you're going to put the Cubs at number three on this list.
You don't know that.
Do I?
You don't. Here is, you want to go number three, obviously.
Number three.
Three comes after two. So who's your team?
My team's the same as yours. It's the Chicago Cubs.
I'm actually very impressed by you. I'm going with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Whoa! What?
Now, Philadelphia fans do not deserve this whatsoever. They all bailed. They all thought their team sucked. The season was over.
Well, we're gonna keep mentioning this, but it should be mentioned because it was one series in the middle of April where they got swept by the Mets, and the reaction out of Philadelphia, it wasn't just like, I'm not talking sports radio. I'm talking the fan base in general was beside themselves in the middle of April, and it was so obnoxious, and I'm still so mad about it.
And you should be, because they have a good ball club. Now, the only thing is, I don't think they're actually really all that special. This is more of an indictment of how bad the Mets have been playing as of late, because the Mets had won, they had lost like six straight,
wow,
seven straight, but they are currently one in the division, and these are week-to-week rankings, so I have the right to pick and choose teams where I want them to go. So I actually do not have the Cubs at three like you do. I have the Phillies at three because the NL East is a stronger division, and Philadelphia is there with all their flaws and everybody burying them. I'm going with the Phillies at three.
All right. Well, then I'm off track because I have the...
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I have the Cubs at 3. And then I'd figure you'd put the Astros at 4, but now you have the Cubs at 4.
You should have stuck with your first instinct. I have the Astros at 4.
Wow. So our top 5 is going to be the same, except for a Cubs-Phillies flop. So you can just hit number 5 and then we'll talk about it.
Number 5.
So that's where I'm going Phillies and you're going Cubs. So I'm going Tigers, Dodgers, Cubs, Astros, Phillies. And you're going Tigers, Dodgers, Phillies, Astros, Cubs. Are you doing the thing where you're harder on your home team?
No, I mean, I'm the eye test. The Cubs, I know they beat St. Louis today and I'm very happy about that. It was a shutout win. They have looked like dog crap the last week. Looked really bad. Bart, I looked very hard to take the Cubs out of the top 5 because I did not want to seem like a homer, not because I was being overly harsh on them.
They won 8-0 tonight.
Yeah, I get that. But before tonight, they looked terrible. They could not pitch their way out of a paper bag. Jameson Taillon, he's proved to me that I've always hated him since going back to the Yankees when he was a pitcher in New York. I think he's the most blah starter in the league, although his numbers say he's okay. He's actually not that bad, but I don't like Jameson Taillon. I never have, and I felt like the Cubs have overpaid for him. He got rocked yesterday, and Ben Brown has completely lost it. This guy cannot be on the roster right now. They need to send him down. He is fundamentally broken. So I've been bitching about this bullpen for a while. I've been bitching about these starters for like the last 2 weeks. They need to make some moves if they want to make a deep postseason run. I was looking for a reason to take the Cubs off. Unfortunately, they're... offense is still pretty damn good, and I think a bunch of teams are just kind of blah right now. The Mets aren't better than the Cubs. The Yankees aren't better than the Cubs, so they get a fifth-place spot, but I really wanted to put them at 6.
I think you need to make an amendment because the Astros, I have the Astros above the Phillies. They're actually in a series right now where the Astros won tonight 2-0 and last night 1-0.
So what, you think I should flip-flop the Astros and the Phillies? No, I'm good. I'm good where they are because, the AL West sucks. And the American League overall kind of stinks. The Astros, we thought 2 weeks ago they would be dead. And I'm not going to count out the Rangers quite yet. Jacob DeGrom, he had a perfect game and like through 4 innings. He had a no-no going through 6. So if he starts getting right, maybe they make a move or two and they're not sellers and the Rangers can start coming back. I'm not writing off the Rangers quite yet. And the Astros, they're going to get in just because I think the AL stinks.
Well, where is Houston if they still have Kyle Tucker and Alec Bregman?
Yeah, fair point. They shouldn't have bailed on either one of them. But, finances weren't going to allow that to happen. And I don't think either one of
them. You look at their starting lineup, it's like, what? Their lineup tonight was Pena, Paredes, Altuve, Victor Caratini, your boy Cam Smith.
Like him.
Christian Walker.
Yeah, former Diamondback.
Jake Myers.
No idea.
Cooper Hummel.
Also no idea.
Jeez.
But, you know, that's a playoff team as long as they don't, you know, completely spit the bed.
All right, well, that is our worst in five.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBook's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.